My name is Victoria Check. I'm an English major here at SCSU, and I am on my fourth year here.
Hi, I'm Kendra. I'm also an English major here at SCSU, and I am also in my fourth year.
We wanted to have today's conversation based on racism and our experiences with it growing up in different cities across the U.S. So I'm from a small town in Wisconsin, and the population is predominantly white. I will say that I don't believe we had very many immigrants, although we did have a few foreign exchange students. And my experience with racism in a community like that is kind of just like, because a majority of the people there weren't immigrants or anything like that, it was free to talk about whatever you want because it wasn't hurting anybody. And I learned pretty soon, obviously I never thought any of those things were okay, but you know, it's just common talk that those people would make racist or snarky comments about people that were different from them. And I never liked it, never participated in it, but it was just common that people would say those things. And then when I moved on to my first college, which was a junior college in North Dakota, a lot of the population of student athletes, of which I was one, so I hung around those people, were from different countries, and they were from all over the world. They were from Australia, New Zealand, many, many different places and experiences and backgrounds. And I learned very quickly that, you know, people shouldn't be talking like that. You know, it does hurt those individuals, and it's actually very sad to see that, because when you're not around that, you just think that you can say whatever you want, but you can't, because it impacts people even if they're not around to hear it.
Right. So what was your experience like coming to St. Cloud, where they do have a higher immigration population?
My experience, for me, it was a little bit different from what it was at NDSCS. So most of the people at NDSCS were they weren't necessarily immigrants. They were just there to play sports. So it's a little bit different because here they are immigrants. And it was really nice. It was actually really nice. It was like a breath of fresh air to see people that were different from me. And it's kind of interesting because, like, I wanted to see that difference, you know? And I see so many things online about people that are just hateful towards people that are different. And I don't understand, because I like that. I like to see people that are different from me and to learn new things. So what was your experience growing up versus where you are now?
So I'm from Albany, like a small town, very small, very white. Well, I'm not white, which was weird for me, just because when you see a bunch of white people, you kind of forget that you look different to them, because you're not looking at yourself, you know, like all the time to show that difference. And for me, it was, because the town doesn't have a lot of black people, I think there's a lot of undercurrents of not maybe like the language, but the attitudes towards
it. Not like outright racism, right. But like, you know, you see a black person across the street in the town, and all of a sudden people are like, I wonder what they're doing. It's not like outright, you know, I hate that person, but it's very noticeable.
Right, and I was actually working, I used to work events at one of the bars in high school, and there was a comedian that came in from out of town, and he was black. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing a conversation between him and the owner. He asked, is it okay if I go smoke in the alley behind the bar? And because it was such a white community, and the owner was just like, yeah, you're good to go. Like, and he just was like, oh, I'm not sure, because every face in this building is white.
Exactly. You know? And it's very sad that, you know, if you, like, for me, I've never had to experience that. I've never had to experience going to a place and not being part of the majority, if not one of the majority of ethnicities there. So it's never been like a fear of mine, like, how are these people going to perceive me? Because that's, you know, that's how we were raised. Like, and it's sad. It's so sad to see that, like, other people can't just walk down the street, just go outside for a smoke break without being fearful of how other people are going to perceive them. And it's honestly heartbreaking.
Yeah, and because it is a white community, I hadn't thought about, until I was older, about some of the like racist mentalities against Asians, because I hadn't really thought of comments like that in that way.
Yeah.
I talked about this on my blog post, but like one of the experiences I had growing up, I was in my high school job, and this guy was coming through the food line. It was like a knockoff Chipotle, and he kept asking me about like these other families in the area who were clearly of Asian descent or Asian like immigrants, and I didn't know them. Like, I don't know everyone in the town,
but he assumed that you did.
He assumed that I knew them.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of weird. And that was, like, the point that I realized, like, oh, I'm Asian. So he assumes I know these other people.
Exactly.
But I don't.
And then that's another thing that's not, it's not outright racism, but, you know, you would never do that for a white person. You'd never be like, oh, hey, do you know all of these other people in your town? It's not, we're not perceived like that, you know?
So one other thing I noticed, especially since I'm around St. Cloud a lot more, that I'm going to school here, is like people will come up to me and just start asking about where I'm from, and you know, and most of the time it is from a place where they have a connection of someone from Korea or something like that, but like it is really weird.
Yeah.
And it makes me kind of uncomfortable because I don't know.
Because you know the, what they're trying to imply, you know,
right.
Like you're not from around here, even though, you know, you've been here your entire life.
Right.
And another thing that I wanted to point out from my interview with Laura, she said, I asked her, one of the questions that I asked her was, how do you think being a white immigrant is different from being a black or a person of color, someone who isn't white? And she said, you know, most of the time people can't tell until I open my mouth. And I often wonder how that impacts people because I've, you know, you see it on the news about people coming up from the South, people immigrating from Somalia, and, you know, people make these comments all the time about what, you know, what are they doing here? All these nasty things, like they have to be here legally when an immigrant from, you know, Sweden could be walking right next to us and they wouldn't bat an eye and they wouldn't care. It's all about these perceived differences, and it's just mind-blowing to me because that is obviously racist. You know, it has nothing to do with your immigration policy because you wouldn't say that to the German foreign exchange student, just like you wouldn't, like you would totally say something if, you know, they're coming from Mexico. And just to notice those little differences, just you can really tell it's not about policies. It's about racism and hatred for people that are different than you.
Yeah, and I think, like, our leader of the country right now, has people say he's not, and they overlook a lot of the issues that he obviously has. And I have never thought about a lot of racism towards Asians because it's not as prevalent.
Yeah, it's not what people are focusing on.
Right, until the COVID hit.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I didn't experience any, like, bad behavior during it, but I remember being scared.
Yeah. And that's something that I have never had to experience. And I noticed there were like quite a few news articles coming out about like hate crimes against people from East Asia just because of the way that they looked. And they might not have even been from China. They may have been born and raised in America. They may have been from South Korea, Vietnam. They don't even know. And they're taking it out because of a stereotype and an internal racism towards these people because of hatred and fear, which is what we've been saying the whole time. Racism and everything that we've been talking about is caused by hatred, fear, and miseducation against people from a different race than yourself.
In your opinion, would you say that racism is also a fear of like loss of white majority? Like,
I think 100%. I think, you know, these people that I see making nasty comments on Facebook about, oh, well, now there's more of these certain type of people here than ever. And I think it is fear-based. I think it is because they don't want to be put in the position that they have been putting these people in the whole time because they know how people are treated. They know how people are treated when they're the minority. And it's scary, and they don't want to be treated that way because they know that it's bad, and yet they keep doing it to these people. They keep, you know, being racist towards these minority groups, even though they know it's bad because they wouldn't want to be in the same situation.
Yeah.
And I remember reading up, it was maybe an argument or something done in high school, I can't really remember, but you know, actually, I'm drawing a blank on the story. It was super important, though, I promise. But I can't remember. I can't remember where I was going to go with that one, but it's fine. So is there anything else that you wanted to talk about regarding this subject? anything maybe that like relates to the things that we've been posting about or.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think a lot of people assume people are here illegally.
That's very true.
Especially when you are like a Spanish speak from a Spanish speaking nation, they just kind of associate that with illegal immigration.
Or any different language, honestly, in general, because, you know, we have a very large Somali population here. And the majority of them are here legally, but because they speak another language and because they're from a different country, people just automatically assume, well, they're here illegally and they're taking up all of our tax dollars and all these other negative, awful thoughts when they're just here trying to make a better life for themselves. It's really that simple. It really is. And and it's just so heartbreaking to see people not accepting it for what it is. You know, this is, it's America. We are supposed to be welcoming in the land of the free for everybody who wants to be a part of it, and yet we're gatekeeping it from people that aren't white.
And with the whole being taking help from the government, I'm actually in a history class right now, and we've talked a lot about how throughout U.S. history a lot of people have taken government help.
Exactly.
And we've never looked down on other people for doing it. Exactly. So why, when they're doing it, why is it wrong?
And another thing to note about that, they're saying the people that are here illegally aren't paying taxes while also simultaneously taking help from the government. But people that are on welfare, they don't make enough money to really pay any taxes anyway. So essentially, it's the same thing. They're not paying into a system that's helping them. They're waiting to get on their feet to be able to pay the system later on down the life. It's more about setting them up for success instead of ripping them down when they're at their weakest. And
yeah, I think we've just had a very open conversation about racism and our interpretations and experiences versus maybe what other people are experiencing.
Exactly. It's nice to be able to talk to someone face-to-face and have, like, a dynamic conversation instead of posting back and forth, because then you don't get, you know, this nice flow that we've got going. So we do have another podcast planned. This next time it'll be about education on the whole immigration process. So stay tuned, and we're excited to see you guys next time.